New business ventures start every day, recession or not. And just as the economy was sinking last year, two former college football players launched a women's fitness program. This is our latest look on small business, and Montana Public Radio's Emily Ritter has the story.
Twice a week, a group of women meet at Smitty's Barn, just outside the small town of Anaconda, Montana. You walk through a gravelly parking lot and up a few stairs to the wooden porch outside Smitty's. You can hear music and cheering, and about 10 women, ranging from their mid-20s to mid-50s, are boxing. This is pink gloves boxing. Erin Nicholas is a petite woman dressed in a pink t-shirt and sweats. She's working one-on-one with a trainer.
It feels very empowering. I'm here because I had a baby and I needed to get back into shape, and I needed something that would also provide a little bit of social interaction as well as a really great workout, and this did that for me.
There's no contact, no ring, no real competition in fact, just a fitness group that was started by a recent Carroll College grad, Garrett Garrels.
She thought, oh, this is great, let me invite my friend next time. Next time she invites her friend. Now there's two of us, and then one invites another friend. Next thing you know, there's 10 of us meeting on Saturday mornings in the park.
3 years ago, Garrels opened a personal training business, and he began teaching his clients the basics of boxing. Garrels recruited his old football teammate, Nick Miladragovich, as a business partner. In college, Garrels studied exercise science and Miladragovich engineering. Miladragovich says they wanted to create a women's only fitness program that was a community.
When they're with the trainer, that's when they put on the gloves, the trainer has the mitts, they go through combinations, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, uppercut combination, and all this good stuff. It's an emotional release, it's a physical release.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What started as a little group at Smitty's Barn in Anaconda is growing. The guys now have a licensed product and are selling pink gloves boxing to health clubs across the country.
What we're seeing is a lot of excitement, then also a lot of hesitation to commit the money.
Gyms buy pink gloves for an initial fee, $3,500, and pay a monthly $200 retainer. The guys go into gyms and train employees how to teach the class, set them up with all the gear, t-shirts, dog tags, and yes, pink boxing gloves. Two clubs on the East Coast have already signed up, one in Ormond Beach, Florida, and the other in Wilmington, North Carolina. The Wilmington Athletic Club is offering pink glove classes 5 times a week. Program director Sarah Goodwin says at least 10 women show up every class.
You take a risk in anything you bring into a club. You know, you don't know if your members are going to adapt to it and like it or not, and a lot of people don't like change. You can make it your own and give the feedback to the people that, you know, started the program or just to make it a better program overall.
Goodwin says her club members pay a little extra to attend Pink Gloves classes, and at a time when their club membership is low, it's a challenge. Back at Smitty's Barn, one of the women in class is testing to earn her pink gloves. See, the program runs on a tier system, so getting your pink gloves is sort of like earning your black belt in karate. The guys say they've invested about $10,000 into their venture. Miladragovich had enough confidence in pink gloves to quit his day job as a civil engineer, and the two are part-time personal trainers to help make ends meet. Still, entrepreneurship goes on.
9 out of 10 businesses fail. Well, this is my fourth one, so if I say I've already failed 3 times, then my odds just keep increasing. This is the one to take off.
Garrels and Miladragovich will launch their program at a Helena, Montana gym next month and are even talking with a club owner in Sweden. For NPR News, I'm Emily Ritter in Helena.